KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 75 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency, located on the square in Greenfield. In area news, firefighters from Walnut and Harlan were called to assist Avoca fire at a possible house fire at Avoca this morning. The incident occurred at 907 North Frost Avenue at around 2:53 a.m., when residents thought they had smoke coming from a register in the home. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy arriving first on the scene reported two residents of the home had safely evacuated, but there was no smoke or flames visible. Walnut and Harlan Fire were then told to disregard the response just after 3 a.m., and about 10 minutes later, it was determined there was no fire, and all units returned to service. Police in Red Oak arrested 36-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson of Red Oak on two counts of child endangerment Monday evening after they received a report of children left unattended inside of a hot car near the Dollar General store. When officers arrived, they found two children inside of a vehicle which was turned off and had one window down. The outside temperature at the time was around 90 degrees. Witnesses said the children had been inside the vehicle for some 10 to 15 minutes. The children, a 5-month-old female and 5-year-old male, were removed from the vehicle and placed inside of an ambulance to cool down. And while medics were attending to the children, Nelson came out of the store. He was taken into custody at around 5:22 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Red Oak Police have several tips, safety tips for pets and children inside of cars on hot days, and you can see that list of tips under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. According to the National Weather Service, 16 toddlers have died in 2019 as a result of being left in hot vehicles, and the Red Oak Police Department is asking citizens to keep an eye out for children or pets left in vehicles on hot days and to call 911 if you see any unaccompanied child or pets in distress. Regional water users in Pottawatomie County on Idlewood Road east of Railroad Highway and in the city of McClelland are being asked to boil water before drinking or cooking or use bottled water. Officials of the Regional Rural Water Association said Monday there was a problem in the distribution system and the system lost pressure on Sunday. Due to the potential for bacterial contamination, rural water users in and near McClelland should take the aforementioned precautions until the system is restored. You should not drink the water there before boiling it first. Bring all water to a boil, let it boil for a minute, and let it cool before using or use bottled water. Boiled or bottled water should be used for drinking, making ice, brushing teeth, and food preparation until further notice. Now, the system has temporarily been repaired and repressurized, but bacteria samples will not be collected until the final repairs are made. The advisory is a precaution until those bacterial sample results are available, and the public will be notified when that occurs. The Rural Water Association says it's working with the Iowa DNR to resolve the situation. And once the water is flowing and it's free of contaminants, you can allow the faucet to run until it's clear to get any residual stuff out of the water system. Also in the news, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is the first of 9 Democratic presidential candidates planning to campaign in Iowa this week, heading into a flurry of festivities surrounding Independence Day. Klobuchar started out Monday afternoon speaking to a crowd of Democrats in Atlantic, mentioning her appearance in last week's candidate debate in Miami.
I really enjoyed it. I was on the first night, as you know. It was our night, maybe it was a little more tame.
Without mentioning the name of any rival, Klobuchar told the crowd that she isn't the candidate who will be making a bunch of huge promises.
But I'm going to make some very important, bold promises, and that is that I'm going to have your back, and you can see all of our plans on our website, that I'm going to tell you the truth, that I am going to be someone that will govern with integrity.
She later told reporters candidates need to make sure what they promised can get done soon after they take office. And she seemed to strike a contrast with former President Joe Biden, who has touted his ability to work across party lines. She said it's not a goal just to say, hey, I get along with people. Klobuchar said, that's great, okay, maybe that's fun if you want to, like go out for dinner or something, but it won't accomplish anything. What matters, she says, is what the results are, and if one of the ways to get results is to push the envelope on the first 100 days, I'm going to do it. In the months leading up to the 2020 Iowa caucuses, Klobuchar said that she will be all over Iowa in the same way she campaigned in neighboring Minnesota.
I'm used to visiting a lot of counties. I do it every year in Minnesota. I visit all 87 counties. every single year.
Her campaign hosted a potluck Monday evening in Adel. One of her staffers used Klobuchar's recipe for a hot dish featuring tater tots and pepper jack cheese. Klobuchar won a hot dish contest with the recipe a few years ago. In our funeral announcements, Janet Frances Brocious, age 89, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Janet Brocious will be this evening at 7 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Julie Mortensen, age 76, of Kimbleton, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Julie Mortensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joan LaFrenz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Joan LaFrenz will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dale Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Scotty Allen Peterson, age 55, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Scotty Peterson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brian Rustvold, age 49, of Audubon, died Friday in rural Montezuma. Funeral services for Brian Rustvold will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Larry Rice are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.